24 minutes to 8. Time for sports news with Padraig Lodge.
Thank you, Rachel. Good morning. Well, no action is to be taken by the GAA authorities following an accusation that a Meath player had been bitten during Sunday's Leinster football final against Dublin. The Central Competitions Control Committee said it wouldn't be recommending any ban after conducting an investigation into the alleged incident. The committee concluded that there was insufficient evidence to substantiate the claim. Limerick have won the Munster Minor Hurling Championship for the second year in a row. The Treaty County retained their title in last night's replay at Semple Stadium with a 24 points to 18 win over Waterford. Ronan Lynch was their top scorer with 10 points. The Limerick team, the starting team last night, contained seven of last year's team, which lost to Galway in a controversial All-Ireland semi-final, which was marred by an error in the operation of the Hawkeye system. As provincial champions, Limerick will now go through to the semi-finals, while Waterford will be back in action on Sunday when they play Dublin at 12 midday in the quarter-finals. The Cork football manager Brian Cuthbert has made six changes from the Munster final loss to Kerry for Saturday's qualifier in Tullamore against Sligo. Brothers Brian and Colm O'Driscoll, Ian Maguire, Mark Collins, Colm O'Neill and Donal Oge-Hodnett all come into the team, while the players dropping to the bench are Damien Cahalan, Fintan Gould, Paddy Kelly, Danny Goulding, Barry O'Driscoll and John O'Rourke. Celtic moved through to the third qualifying round of the Champions League with a 4-0 victory at home to KR Reykjavik of Iceland. Dutch defender Van Dijk and Pukki scored two goals each as the Hoops recorded a 5-0 aggregate win. Celtic's opponents in the next round will be either St Patrick's Athletic or Legia Warsaw, who play their second leg at Tallaght Stadium tonight. The sides are tied at 1-1 from the first leg. Legia are managed by former Blackburn Rovers and Manchester United player Henning Berg, and even though he's insisting that their focus remains on tonight's game, it's clear that he has one eye on what's coming next.
Celtic will be the opponent if we go through, and they are regarded as many to be a much better team than St. Patrick, but that will be the same type of game in terms of tough game, but also a game that is possible to win. Our main job now is, and the only focus is on St. Patrick tomorrow, to make sure that we can play to our best level, to give ourselves the best chance of going through. We are still halfway through this tie. It's a half time. We've had a few days and a week to prepare and look forward to this game. So for us to have ambitions in Europe and do well as we want to do, these games are games we would like to win, of course.
A horse owned by Britain's Queen Elizabeth has tested positive for morphine, which is banned on race days. Estimate won the prestigious Gold Cup at Royal Ascot in 2013 and finished runner-up in the race this year. Connections claim the positive test resulted from the consumption of a contaminated feed product. Trainer Niall Madden and jockey Mark Walsh landed the feature race of the evening at Ballinrobe when Whatever It Takes won the handicap hurdle. The 1-30 chance was completing a double for Walsh and owner JP McManus. In cycling, Ireland's Josie Knight won a silver medal in the junior women's individual pursuit at the European Track Championships in Portugal. In the final, the Kerry woman set a new Irish record, bettering the previous mark by 6 seconds. Victory in the 16th stage of the Tour de France went to Australian Michael Rogers. Vincenzo Nibali retains the yellow jersey with an overall lead of 4 minutes and 37 seconds. Nicholas Roach is 48th in general classification, an hour and 43 minutes behind the leader. And Irish show jumping team manager Robert Splane has announced his squad for Friday week's Nations Cup at Hickstead. The squad is Bertram Allen, Shane Breen, Cameron Hanley, Dara Kenny and Dennis Lynch. The event at Hickstead will be held a week before the Aga Khan Trophy at the RDS.
Padraig, thank you for that.